next song we're going to do is Big Motor Man.
That's right.
Chill me out on my way to church. I'm running you down when I drive a van. Can't run, can't hide from your big motor man. There's a long way back. Why I look for. All right, great. We got two more. This one's called I Get Excited. Okay, one, two, three, four. People knew about some people, and it can only be one turbine, so we're gonna do this song now. It's called Wahe. This is out to all people at the 72 Northampton Street Loft. All right, let's see, how's that go? Oh, yeah, here we go.
Whoa!
Polka Band. Thank you. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you.
All right, and thank you to John Havorka Band. We'll talk to them in a little bit, but in the meantime, let's go back to some more RPM Challenge. Now, I've been doing this sort of show every year for a few years now, and this artist in particular blows me away every single time. Like, I actually interviewed him last year. I couldn't quite make the arrangement this time out, but it would be beyond me to not play Jared Osborne here. So I'm going to start this little block off with that. The album's called Slow Attack. The song's called Null Foss. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Running around in circles, no hope that we
91.5 WMFO. That was Squelch and Dreamer. Death and the Poetess give you Induction, Hypnoscript. The album there is called Lucid Lockpicking. And I started that off with Jared Osborne, a perennial favorite here at On the Town with Mikey D. That was Null Foss from the EP Slow Attack. Now we have some John Vorka bands in here. So say hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you just played, but come on. Yeah. You know. So you mentioned your old band 2x4s.
That was one of my old bands.
Did you play here at On the Town?
No, never.
Oh.
This is going back to 1980.
Yeah, so, that was back in the 80s.
Was that happening? No.
Yeah, this thing was happening since 1989.
Oh, 1980 is when we broke up. So
98? Well,
1980.
Oh, 1980. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's the accent.
So we're talking. Back in the past. Yeah.
1980. Okay.
And I was in the band with 2x4s with Steve. He was on drums. And then we had Tom Martell on bass, but he's... No longer with us, for sure. It's sad. And then we had Rolf producing that session.
Okay.
The sessions that we did. So he jumped in on bass for this thing because Tim Sprague, our usual bass player, couldn't make it. So, you know, Rolf's come over here and, you know.
Well, Tim, heal up, buddy, okay?
He'll be back. He'll be back on April 6th at the... Midway.
Midway, yeah.
We're going to get to that, but that's a nice transition right there.
Yeah, okay.
So who else is playing with you at the Midway?
Satch Karen's band.
Okay.
And the headlining band is, the last band is Martin Morel Fredette.
Okay.
It's Eric Martin's band.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So well, you mentioned the 2x4s and... I thought you said 1998.
No.
Earlier
when
we weren't on the air.
Yeah.
No.
Like, wow. Okay. So who did you play with back in the day? Now I'm fascinated. I mean, you brought it up while you played, but
well, there was me, and that was that band.
Yeah.
And then I went on to have a Noise Pencil with Jack Hickey, who I later formed the Turbines with.
Okay.
And Bill Norcott, who used to be in Lou Miami and the Cosmetics before that. And my mind's going blank here. we had Andrew Joslin on drums. He used to be in a band called the... they were good, too. I can't remember what they were called. Anyway, so I went from there, and then and when we broke up, then Jack and I went on to form the Turbines with Dave Shibler and Fred Nazzaro. And that went on for a bunch of years, and we, they put out a couple of records, and put a tour all over the place, all around the country, and then we broke up, which is sad. And then I felt bad about it, so I moved to New York City, see what I could do down there.
Okay.
And I had various bands down there, and that was fun. But finally, I had to come back here for personal reasons I had no control over, and here I am. And so it started, Steve and I started talking about starting something. We started talking about it just about after I'd been here probably about 2 days. So we went on from there and, finally got a band together. We've done a few shows.
Okay.
The Burren, Midway, I don't know. And then we've been on a hiatus for a short while, but we're going to be back at the Midway again. And I guess we're playing at some place, probably playing at a place called Kodo out in Salem.
Yes, Kodo.
Yep.
Later in the year.
Okay. Nice.
Should be fun.
That should be fun.
I did not expect the family tree. That is awesome.
Oh, it goes on. I mean, I was in bands, but that was my first original music band. Before that, I was in cover bands and other people's bands. And there's a lot. I mean, you know.
Did you play any shows like with any noteworthy bands history-wise?
The Turbines played with X at the Orpheum. I remember that was good.
Nice.
And
nice.
We played with them a whole bunch more out on the West Coast, and also with Blasters. And so we were, and then We always seem to get the Turbines are funny because they always got these gigs. With all the bands that came through town, the Green on Red, the Pontiac Brothers, you name it, all that, those kinds of bands came through town, and Gordon Gano Group, and we opened for them or were with them, and Violent Femmes, I remember that, and you know, so that was going on, and since then, well, New York, you meet a lot of people, you do a lot of shows, but I can't recall anything really nationwide.
Okay.
I did there.
What, Mission of Burma back when?
Mission of Burma.
When we were.
Yeah, we were playing with the Mission of Burma. I remember that.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow.
And the Atlantics. And I don't know. So
it was a lot of bands. Bunch.
Nice.
From what I remember of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we could go there. No, so you were playing when a lot of those bands you mentioned, the Atlantics and Merchant of Burma, like when they were coming up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Mission
okay.
of Burma was basically unknown back then.
Okay. Nice. This sort of thing fascinates me. I know you got a thing now and all of that, but
yeah.
when you come in here with a history of that going back in the Boston scene, I'm just. It just fascinates me to no end.
Right.
It was a great place to be.
It sounds like it. I came into Boston in 1993.
Okay.
Now, that was right at the time when, you know, a whole bunch of the Boston scene bands started getting signed and then just heading out on the road all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, and being on soundtracks and MTV and
Amy
all
Mann.
Of that stuff.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Amy Mann.
Well, I mean, she was on the earlier side.
Yeah.
By the time I got here, she was just about to leave for California.
Right.
So
yeah,
she was still recording here, but she went to California probably like 2 years after I got here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Letters to Cleo, Tracy Bonham, like those early 90s acts that were all getting signed, Lemonheads.
Yeah, I left
Heretics,
Boston and New York, decided to take my chances on stuff down there in 87.
Okay.
So, it's...
Well, I mean, that was the thing to do, go to New York or L.A.
Yeah.
New York's closer, so...
That's right.
L.A.'s warmer, but...
I like both those towns, but I really like New York a lot. My dad's from New York.
Okay.
From Queens, and so I ended up moving back to Brooklyn, and... Okay.
So when you came back here, just how long did it take to just think, I gotta play again?
Oh, right away.
Okay.
I mean, the last few years I was in New York, especially after COVID, but even before that, all the scenes I was in were just falling apart, you know. And then I didn't know where to play. I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
I got very confusing. I mean, you know, I had bands and we'd play out occasionally, but it was. I just wasn't connected up the way I was before.
Okay.
And so moving up here, it was helpful to me that way.
Was it easier once you came back?
What?
Was it easier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's all these different clubs and all these different people and lots of bands to go and see and a real local scene. In New York, the local scene was always fragmented, but then it kind of stopped existing. Or what happened was that the really young
people... Did COVID
people,
really do that to New York?
Well, the young bands were all moving to places like Bushwick and Eastside Williamsburg, and basically places I didn't want to go, because when I started out in Brooklyn, that was like the neighborhood I was in was like that, and then it gradually improved, and I just, you know... Just weird out there. There's no lights.
That gentrification type thing.
No way to get home. You know, you can't trust anybody.
No way to get home. Wait, what are you talking about? The MTA works 24/7.
But they played places where there really isn't much MTA.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a lot of areas that aren't well served by it. And I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thanks. Okay.
And you reconnected. You reconnected with old bandmates and
just
started up again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Met new people.
That's very nice.
Very nice people, like Tim. I had met him, and I knew him very vaguely, but we really just started hanging out and doing this band thing. That was really special.
Very nice. So you two have been awfully quiet.
Well, we're letting him do all the talking right now.
Yeah.
He's got the New York history and all that, you know.
Well, I mean, Boston history is just as fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So how far back do you two go?
Well, I was in a band with Jonathan. I was in a band with Jonathan Richman.
Okay.
I was the very first bass player.
Okay.
And it was him and John Felice and Dave Robinson. And that was a neat little band.
Yeah. Was that pre-Modern Lovers or post?
Well, it was Modern Lovers.
Okay.
But I was with that band for 6 or 8 months, something like that.
Okay.
And then Jerry Harrison came on. And Ernie
so
Brooks.
It was like early.
Yeah. Early. Okay. Right. In fact, we would practice in Dave Robinson's basement. He had an apartment building out in Brookline Avenue where there's now a power plant.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So it was, a neat thing, and we did a few gigs out in the Fenway. There was a college that we played there, and the YMCA in Central Square. And we were getting a few things tossed at us, but Jonathan was very adamant about being straight and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
You know, he was like looking for conflict. Well, no, he wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't really looking for trouble.
Right.
But he didn't mind a little bit of sizzle on the steak.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then after that, I played in a band with Jeff Mesro, who's in Berlin now.
Okay.
And he is music director of Blue Man Group. So he made a good change.
Nice.
And he has his own band, so they go on tour once or twice a year to very nice places like Pontresina, Switzerland, and Oslo, Norway, all over the European map. So that's a good thing. And then I got involved in this band called Human Sexual Response.
Yes.
And that was quite neat.
My heart.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I totally discovered them late. I mean, yeah. I'm older than I look, but
yeah,
I totally got into it late.
Okay.
Nice. And what about you, Mr. Drummer Man?
Bands I was in?
Yeah.
2x4s, obviously, yep. With John. And I was in the Hard Tops. I was in a couple of ventures with him. Mm-hmm. Mr. Anderson over here.
Yes.
Decker Squares. And also Motherless Children. And we had a good run with that one. And I was in a band called the Hard Tops, which was around Boston a lot back then.
Okay.
And, places like Jumpin' Jack Flash, the Underground was gone by then, I think.
And, yeah, you see, I never experienced those places.
Yeah.
But I'd love
the Underground
hearing
was
about
great.
Them.
The Underground was great.
The Underground was
playing
great.
Playing there was great. It was really fun.
We loved playing there, you know. And it was also Jim Kaufman used to run it.
Yeah, he was really nice.
And Jim Kaufman became the manager of Mission of Burma.
Right.
You know,
okay.
In their early stages, you know. And he took them under his wing, and he kind of brought them up to where they were.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a great thing, you know. And I've been in Python. Who else was I in? Well,
Python. You're going to mention that.
You see that
I've been in a lot of bands.
The drummers in Boston tend to play in a lot of different bands and a lot of different bands simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, I just remember there was a joke around the scene probably about 25 years ago or so said if you have any good drummer, chances are he's in 5 or 8 bands.
Yeah. It's like that in New York.
Yeah, I'm in 2 bands right now.
Oh, okay. But so how does it feel after all this history coming, like kind of doing this again?
I don't know. It's just a continuation of it.
Nice.
You know, I'm in the next phase of this band. never done anything really like this before. I've done things that are kind of like it.
Like just kind of the trio format? Or?
Well, I've done the trio format before.
Yeah, we did that before. In the beginning, we did that.
Yeah, the 2x4s, we had that. And I had this band called Hovorka down in New York. And we were a trio a lot of the time.
Okay.
Every once in a while, we'd add someone for a while, and then we'd be back to being a trio. And we got around all over the city and out in New Jersey and stuff. And up here. We played up here.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I had a band called John Hovorka and the Dawn of Mechanized Farming. Now, it doesn't have much.
Yeah, that does not have a ring. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, well, we didn't know what to call ourselves. All of a sudden, our bass player came up with that idea. I said, okay, that's it. So we went with it. And,
I don't know. I would have thought about that one a little bit more.
Hard to fit that on the album cover.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you could fit that on the album cover, but...
Oh, you could.
Yeah. Oh, you have a CD of that?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he does.
D-O-M-F, John Hovorka.
So John Hovorka came here with his catalog here. Yep, it's all right there.
Yeah.
John Hovorka and the Dawn of Mechanized Farming.
Farming, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the last things I did before I left New York.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Very cool. I definitely am looking forward to perusing that catalog once we get off the air.
Okay.
All right. I love. Usually, I mean, you're here on a time where I'm doing a specialty show, like with my playlist and all that stuff. But usually, I like taking a look back at the history of Boston music. Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't have done that one because that one's New York. But
yeah.
But I probably would have looked at that 2x4s and stuff like that. But no, that's it. That's amazing. But I gotta wind down.
Okay,
we're done here in like 15 minutes before we all turned into pumpkins.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Your coach awaits.
Yes, but I'll let you get your equipment, all that stuff, all set. Okay. Thank you so much for playing here.
Thank you for having us.
And you'll get to see them on April 6th at the Midway.
Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain.
And who's opening again?
We're opening.
Yeah, we're going to open.
Who else is playing with you then?
That's the Satch Karens band.
Yep.
And Martin Morrell Fredette.
The great Martin.
Eric Martin.
Great Eric Martin.
Steve
Excellent.
Morrell. And Dave Fredette.
So, Ked, is the current incarnation have any music on any streaming services or anything?
We haven't recorded yet, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, well, May, what you have now.
Yeah, I know. Now we have.
Yeah.
You have now.
May we're going to do some recording.
Yeah, we're going to do some recording in May.
Okay.
Recording session scheduled. And
well, there you
maybe
go.
Maybe something before that.
Got to go to New York for that one.
You have to go to New York for that.
Well, yeah, we're actually going to Westchester County.
Oh, so fancy New York.
No,
fancy
it is place. Kind of fancy. We're recording a fancy place. Upstairs of a garage. It's a,
there you go.
Three-season recording studio. The winter, it gets too cold and they can't do it. But yeah.
Hey, whatever you do to preserve the legacy, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's where this thing was recorded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a rapport.
Yeah,
there is.
That's awesome. All right, thank you so much for coming in. I'll let you break down your gear.
Thank you for having us.
And yes, I could be here for another hour and a half wanting to hear like road stories or horror stories
of
years
stories.
Gone by in the Boston music scene.
There's plenty of that.
Yes.
and the best stories are the ones that we can't tell.
At least not on air.
Not on air, right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get back into the RPM challenges. This is day 13. Song's called Flashback. 91.5 WMFO.
Maybe you'll get back on track. Monster Men return to the dark.
Is it for me?
that is Oddities Afoot. We're Crazy For Me from Patheticness. And I started that off with Day 13 and Flashback. Yes, you've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I have been Phil. I've been playing 3 hours of RPM Challenge music. I hope you enjoy it. Go to rpmchallenge.com and you can peruse almost 500 projects from all around the globe, all recorded in the month of February of this year. So, yeah. John Havorka was just marveling at that little statement there.
That's good.
Yeah. It's got a record production month. Mm-hmm. That's what RPM Challenge stands for.
Wow, okay.
So a whole lot of artists from, I mean, it's now based in Canada, but it used to be based in New Hampshire. Wow. And the whole idea is to write and record an album in the month of February.
Wow. Oh, yikes.
I mean, they've now amended it to singles and stuff like that because, you know, people have lives and stuff. Yeah. But it's just an amazing thing. But I'm going to close everything out with another perennial feature here at On the Town with Mikey D RPM shows. This is Zach Kaz. The song is called An Uneven Temperament. The album's called Mirrors of an Intact Fragment. But check out next week. Andrew will be here. More live music, more recorded music, more Boston and New England music, more great music. I'll see you next time. 91.5 WMFO. Thank you.